where the truth hits hard and the volume stays up. This is the Moon Griffon Show.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Matthew James, Tax Pro Hotline. I am Moon Griffon, Moon Griffon Show. Always an honor and pleasure to be with you. We're going to jump gears. Everybody's worried about the price of oil and gas prices, Iran, all the stuff that's going on. I got a gentleman on here who's been on here before. He's a founding CEO of a King Operation Corporation, oil and gas operator, investment firm in Dallas. He's an operational team with over 200 years of combined experience in oil and gas exploration. His name is Mr. Jay Young, who is the founder and CEO. Jay, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Let's just back up. You know, when we started the war on Iran, it was hoping it'd be real quick. Ended up not being like that. Prices started to skyrocket. We see that coming down tremendously right now. Kind of give us the scenario where we are once this thing got started and where we are today.
Yeah. All right. Great. We'll do. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, the big thing was when the war happened, let's go back before the war. Probably the last time I was on your show, I have to look back in my notes. But I was talking about higher oil prices going into the summer or the winter at the end of this year because of rig count. Rig count was down. We're not drilling very much. The reason why prices go up and down is because of supply and demand. If there's more supply on the market than demand, prices will come down and vice versa. Everybody understands economics 101. So therefore, with what we have right now, we have a war which shut down all this oil.
Yeah.
In the Strait of Hormuz, the Persian Gulf. There's so many of our wells that were shut in, literally shut in 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And that oil was taken off the market. I was on a webinar yesterday with a economic energy research analyst out of Houston, and I was asking him what everybody wants to know. What's going to happen to the price of oil? What's going to happen to the price of gasoline?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to... I went to the gas station last couple of days ago, and I was like, wow, this is pretty deep. $60, $70 to fill the tank. That's pretty good. But when you don't have the supply necessary, which I think is what's going to happen, is I think there's a big midterm election coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump wants to make friends. He doesn't want enemies. He does not want a Democratic Congress. He doesn't want to be impeached. And I think what's going on is I think they're playing with numbers. There's literally zero way that I know of right now that we're producing more oil on the market than we're consuming.
Mm-hmm.
Demand is staying strong, which means that our demand is increasing. It's not decreasing. Our demand for oil stays strong. That's good for people in the oil and gas business, for people that invest in the oil business, just like King Operating. But for the other part of that is right now we're seeing it. I don't know why it's low. I don't know how long it's going to stay low, but if I was your listener, I'd go fill up my gas tank. I'd go fill up my lawnmower. I'd fill up anything and everything you have right now at these lower prices because I don't think they're going to last for a very long time.
Well, let me ask you a question. I was reading, I had a buddy of mine call me and he said he thought oil may dip down $50, $60 a barrel. Do you think that's no way possible for that to happen? I'm just asking because I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
But to me, I don't see why it's at 70.
Okay.
If you look at the numbers, and this research analyst yesterday said this, he said oil should be at $90 to $100 a barrel right now, based on math.
Okay.
Not emotions. Not the Strait of Hormuz is open. which is really not. Only a third of the vessels are going through right now. I don't understand why it's...
Let me throw this at you, Jay. You talked about supply and demand, which means a lot. But normally, if the demand is high, it's because we got economic activity rolling. So you saying the demand is high? So is that good for the economy? Does that mean economies are rolling in the United States and all over? How do you make that comparison?
Yeah, and you don't want it to go too high because then you have too much inflation, interest rates, and things of that nature. So you want to see it between. I mean, we all watch Landman, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah,
he loves $70 to $80 a barrel.
Is that a good price for people in? Is that a great price for people in your business? I was always told if you could do $70, it would be a medium where people could pay for it and handle it. But all investors can also make their money. In other words, they can produce, yes. They can invest, reinvest. And is 70 a good number to look at?
We like $70 a barrel. We like $80 a barrel better. $90 to $100 is good, but then there's too much activity and the cost of drilling gets up there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to drill a well when it goes to $90 to $100 a barrel, $110, $20.
Mm-hmm.
It gets ridiculous. But it's good at $70, $80. Us oil and gas guys that have been in it for a long time, we like that number because then we can go drill wells that we need to in our inventory. Now, public companies that have all this shale acreage, S-H-A-L-E, and that's Haynesville for natural gas, or that's Permian Basin. They need $70, $80 just to break even.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I always look at it.
I'm just talking about us.
Yeah, I just look at it too. I look at it two different ways. I look at what oil and gas has to have to make a profit, but also to reinvest so we can keep coming up with ways and drilling and working. But also look at it from the consumer standpoint. You got to be able to afford it, and you got to be able to, you know, because of inflation causes everything. And printing of money is our big problem with inflation anyway. That's the biggest problem we have, and that's what's causing everything to go up. The printing and spending of money in Washington is the problem. Nobody wants to admit it. But I always wanted to make sure that the people out there that do all the buying and spend all the money can afford to do it. And I think that's why it's got to be a deal where it works out for you guys, but it works out for the consumer as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You don't want it to be so much that people aren't having a good time, or they're not going on vacation, or if they're going on vacation, they're going across town.
Yeah. I would rather
Wyoming or something.
You know, you want it to be stable and steady. And I don't mind paying a little bit more, especially when the United States is benefiting from it.
Exactly. I'm with you.
Yep. So, you know,
I'm with you. I love the old business. I love drilling and want to stay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to make sure that's it. Hey, one other question for you. We hadn't built refineries here in a long time. I know we've redone some and went back and fixed them. Is that a major problem? Should we have another 15 to 20 refineries, 10 refineries in this country right now? Because we really, because of this climate craziness, have not built that. Is that part of the problem, not being able to produce enough quicker?
We need more refineries for sure. We're exporting the sweet crude coming out of the Permian Basin. We should be refining that ourselves. Instead, we have to send it overseas or somewhere to do that. And it's just not good. We need to refine it ourselves. But it costs $30 billion in 3 to 5 years to build these refineries, so it's not just an easy task.
No, but that's the problem. Yeah,
I'd like to be the law firm.
Yeah, we should have never quit building refineries. We should have never quit building them.
Exactly.
Now with regulations and all, it takes forever to build one, which is crazy. But, you know, the supply and the demand is going to always be there, Jay.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. How can people get in touch with you, find out more about the stuff that you're talking about?
So I just wrote a book. I'm getting ready to write the second edition that's going to come out in the next couple of months, called The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. If they want to know something about how to invest in oil and gas, or my thoughts, my family, I put it in my book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. It's at kingoperating.com, kingoperating.com. And if anybody's interested in looking at our funds and qualify, I'd love to send you an autographed copy of the book. Just go to kingoperating.com.
Kingoperating.com. All right, Jay. Appreciate it, man. God bless. Good luck.
Great. Thank you. You too.
Yes, sir. Appreciate Talk to you later. All right. More to come. Moon Griffon Show. Don't go nowhere.
Access to affordable credit helps me pay my employees, but I don't really need it.
Inflation is killing me. But who cares? Big retailers are making record profits. That's why we support the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
See? Banks and credit unions help small businesses make payroll. This bill would cut the vital resources they need.
While increasing megastore profits. They deserve it, don't they?
Tell Congress, stop the Durbin Marshall money grab for corporate megastores.
Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hey, folks, looking to buy or sell land? Wildlife Land Group and his partners proudly serve Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Colorado. Our accredited land consultants specialize in timberland, cattle ranches, hunting, and recreational property, transitional and development tracts, and farmland too. Rice and crawfish, row crops, you name it. From individual landowners to publicly traded companies, Wildlife Land Group is hands-on through the entire process. Love the opportunity to serve you. Call Wildlife Land Group today at 337-345-1797. That's 337-345-1797. Jay Davison, broker.
This is Moon Griffon. Hutco Roofing and Exteriors is the official roofing company of the Moon Griffon Show and are Louisiana's premier residential roofing contractor. Remember, your roof protects everything, all your possessions, and most importantly, your family. And that's where Hutco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state, and that's why I endorse them. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, Hutco Roofing has you covered. Hutco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hutco Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System, and that's a big deal, especially now during hurricane season. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hutco Roofing. I trust Hutco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you. HutcoRoofing.com. HutcoRoofing.com. They'll take care of you, I promise.